Many of us grew up with a more innocent kind of cultural narrative, the story of a princess who dutifully waits for her prince charming to sweep her off her feet, fix all the problems in her life, and take her to that ball. That story is a little dated at best. So one Southern California mom has created a new fairy tale series with the modern sensibilities called the Guardian Princess Alliance. Matt Gillum of KVCR in San Bernardino has the story.
The princess industry is lucrative. DVDs, dresses, crowns, themed parties, the list goes on. However, what's at the heart of the fantasy is still simple storytelling.
Are you ready for the story?
Yes.
Once upon a time, there was a princess named Vinia. She lived in a land called Hortensis, a kingdom south of Primos. Princess Vinia enjoyed spending...
Princess Vinia is part of the Guardian Princess Alliance, a collective of diverse heroines more active than their traditional counterparts. She is of African descent and is the guardian of plant life. In the book, Princess Vinia and the Ghoulivores, she protects the kingdom from unwholesome food grown by magic instead of nature. Creator of the series, Setsu Shigematsu, a professor of media and cultural studies at UC Riverside, thought the typical fairy tale needed an overhaul, so she put pen to paper.
For my daughter's 5th birthday, I decided to write an alternative princess story. And the kids really enjoyed it, but what was really surprising was the way that the parents responded.
They told her she should publish. Avoiding the years-long process of going through a major firm, Setsu is self-publishing the initial run of books, which will be available in January. The stories recast the princess as environmentally conscious and not needing to wait around to be rescued. Consulting princess experts, a pair of 6-year-olds, Saya and Ivana, they have some insight into what the standout features of the typical character are.
When you guys think of princesses, what do you think of?
I think of princesses that have long hair.
I think of princesses who have colorful dresses.
Can you guys think of more things about princesses?
They have pretty shoes.
Although the kids highlight surface aspects of the princess relating to her appearance, Risty Marco, Ivana's mom, says the new guardian princesses provide a better role model for her daughter.
The guardian princesses, they're more like, go there and do it for yourself. And you can do anything you put your mind into it. You don't have to wait for anybody. You can work together with Prince Charming and do stuff for the world, but you don't have to sit there and wait for them to rescue you and do stuff for you.
While the books are taking on a serious challenge, overhauling the princess archetype, series creator Setsu Shigematsu says they're also written to align with Common Core, the educational standards adopted by 45 states.
This shift that's happening across public education with the Common Core standards is to go beyond rote memory. So we're designing our books to be fun and visually appealing, but beyond that, we want our books to teach important moral and ethical principles. There are the Common Core language standards, but the environmental theme will also help connect our books with the sciences.
How important is that Common Core designation? Gay Kolodzik, owner of the Frugal Frigate Children's Bookstore in Redlands, California, says for those in the children's lit world, it's a pretty big deal.
When I read all the publishers' magazines and everything that I read every day, if they say meets Common Core, instantly I go right to it and look through it and see if it's something that suits the store, suits the people that shop here. But it gets my attention quickly.
Gula, 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 I love you on the trees.
Princess Vinia said, no, these fruits and vegetables are not natural. They contain a dangerous chemical. Admit it.
The life of a princess, once fraught with evil stepmothers and dangerous spinning wheels, is suddenly one of social activism against genetically modified food.
Dolo, you ruined our garden in order to feed the people this unhealthy food. Dolo walked over to her and said, I have nothing to admit, princess.
Glass slippers might be a little impractical for getting the job done, but just because she's working hard doesn't mean Princess Vinia can't wear a pair of sensible and pretty shoes. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum.